Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Q2 FY23 results conference call of GHCL Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. We have with us today Mr. R.S. Jalan, Managing Director, and Mr. Raman Chopra, CFO and Executive Director, Finance. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Ohri, Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Yashashri. Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. We have with us today Mr. R.S. Jalan, Managing Director, and Mr. Raman Chopra, CFO and Executive Director, Finance. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to GHCL earnings call for the second quarter and the half year ended September 30, 2022. Our results and presentation have been uploaded on stock exchanges and company website. For this call, I am accompanied by our CFO, Raman, along with Manu and Abhishek. Our Q2 results for the chemical business reflect strong demand and higher realization by 9% over Q1, thus absorbing higher input costs and resulting in better margins. The textile business continued to face headwinds, which resulted in lower profitability. I will now share our views on the global soda ash industry. Number one, long-term demand outlook is very healthy, barring some blip in near term. Demand shall reach to 78-83 million metric tons by 2030, driven by newer segments such as solar glass, titanium, and sodium bicarbonate. Second, China will not be significant in global trade as it will focus on domestic market. Third, no significant supply will come up in next 2-3 years, barring some debottlenecking. Fourth, new capacity addition will happen from natural soda ash, mainly in U.S. and Inner Mongolia. However, because of the supply chain scenario, synthetic soda ash will continue to grow as well. Currently, demand in China has softened due to real estate sector, resulting in higher export, and also freight cost has gone down significantly. However, barring China, demand is strong in rest of the world. In India, demand from glass industry remains strong. Extended monsoon moderated demand from detergent segment, which shall recover going forward. Some temporary blip may happen in the short term due to higher energy prices and increased export from China. We conducted a planned maintenance at our soda ash unit in October, due to which our production will be impacted by around  15,000 metric tons in Q3 FY23. The textile business buoyancy from last few quarters has now started to taper down. Prices for both cotton and yarn has corrected from the peak, and the spread have contracted. The business will remain positive traction after 2-3 quarters, and our margin will revert back to 17% to 20% range. We are focusing on implementation of our various growth initiative. The soda ash greenfield project is one step closer post completion of environment-related public hearing. Sodium bicarbonate expansion project is on track and shall be completed in this quarter. Strategically, we are strengthening our raw material integration with acquisition of limestone mines. Other initiatives, including digitization and product basket expansions, are progressing well. At our textile division, installation of 40,000 new spindle is in advanced stage, and we shall achieve full utilization by end of this fiscal. We are further enhancing our green energy footprint by implementing an additional 5 MW solar rooftop project. On the demerger front, we have received approval from shareholders and unsecured creditors in August. Now we are awaiting order from Honorable NCLT, which may happen in December. For the benefit of our investors, I would like to draw your attention to the slide 14 to 18 in the investors presentation, where with the help of historical data, we have demonstrated the unique characteristics of soda ash and comparison with other chemicals. I will now hand over to Raman and request him to share the financial performance. Thank you.
Over to Raman. Thank you, sir. Good evening and a very warm welcome to all of you in our earning call. I am going to share the financial highlights and segmental performance for the quarter ended 30th September 2022. Our results demonstrate strong business fundamentals, especially supported by the inorganic chemical business. Revenue for the quarter came in at 1,389 crore as compared to 805 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year. This is a growth of 73% on year-on-year basis and 1% on a sequential basis. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 442 crore, which has significantly increased by 159% from 171 crore from last year and by 3% from 429 crore from first quarter of this year. Our EBITDA margin increased from 21.2% in Q2 of last year to 31.3% in Q1 of this year, and now further increased to 31.8% for Q2 of this year. Profit after tax for the quarter stood at 289 crore compared to 93 crore in Q2 of last year. That is an increase of 212% and rupees 345 crore in Q1. Let me now share the segmental perspective. In the inorganic chemical segment, revenue came in at 1130 crore. This is higher by 98% compared to 572 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year and by 3% from Q1 of FY23. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 413 crore, which translates to an EBITDA margin of 36.6%. In absolute terms, EBITDA is up by 291% from Q2 of last year and by 13% from Q1 of FY23. This strong performance is due to higher realization as well as strong plant operational performance. The textile business is facing severe headwinds. Revenue for the quarter stood at 260 crore as compared to 233 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year and rupees 275 crore in Q1 of FY23. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 29 crore compared to 65 crore in last year and also 65 crore in Q1 of this year. Hence, the EBITDA margin have now contracted to 11.3% for the current quarter. We believe that the unfavorable scenario may continue for half two of this year, and we will revert back to a normalized margin of 17% to 20% in the next fiscal year. In half one, we have generated a cash flow of 930 crore. As of 30th September, our gross debt stood at 496 crore and net debt is around 230 crore rupees. This represents a net debt equity ratio of 0.06 times only. In shorter term, we are prudently utilizing our funds, and in the longer term, we shall deploy these funds towards our growth initiatives, including the Greenfield project. With this, I conclude my remarks and will now request the moderator to open the forum for question and answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Thank you for taking my question and congratulations for the good set of numbers. So my first question is in terms of the pricing scenario which currently in favor of us. So how much scope, what kind of scope we hello?
Sir,
there's a lot of
noise on your
line,
Mr. Talking on the
behind, yeah, background. Yeah. Yeah. Is it okay now?
Yes, Mr.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just wanted to understand what kind of scope is there for further price hike in the soda ash segment, as we are already at the almost the highest level, given the current demand supply situation in the global market.
See, Rohit, if I can say, like I said in my opening remarks, two scenarios. One, if you look at the long term, we are looking at a very bright price scenario going forward. But short term, probably the prices will remain softened. maybe slightly some blip may happen in the soda ash pricing, maybe in a quarter because of the China real estate is on the downward trend. So maybe could have some softening in the soda ash pricing.
Okay. Okay. But on the...
I'm not saying it will be very big, but marginal drop can happen.
Got it. Got it. And with the kind of capacity addition we already completed a couple of quarter back, and almost we are operating at almost 90% kind of utilization level. So just wanted to understand what kind of volume growth we should be targeting and should expect for FY23.
FY23 next 6 months probably maybe seasonality can have some impact. However, like I said, the third quarter, because of the plant shutdown, there will be a reduction in the volume by 15,000 tons. So balance, I think we are not looking at a very major volume growth in next two quarters.
Okay. Okay. And one question on the textile side, as you have highlighted in your last call also, that there would be challenges in the textile side. So how much you see that has played in this quarter, and maybe how much would be playing in the coming quarter? I mean, just wanted to understand that H2 compared to H1, how we should be seeing.
So, if I can say, Rohit, the first quarter means first 6 months, first quarter was good. The second quarter had seen the impact of this meltdown. And probably, the like you have seen in the second quarter, probably that kind of a number, or maybe slightly lower than that number, should be expected in the third quarter. But I think recovery will start in the fourth quarter itself. So probably, I would say the third and fourth quarter, if I look at it in totality, probably you can see that number compared to the second quarter of this year. That means even broadly, I'm just giving an outlook of that. But this could be a significant recovery. This entirely depends on how the demand of our our customers' finished products, particularly home textile or the garment segment, more particularly in the home textile, how the recovery happens, which is now at this point of a time in US, lot of inventory has got built up, which is getting clear now. Probably the people are expecting, our consumers in the home textile, they are expecting this inventory clearances will happen in the next 6 months. Probably the new demand will start coming in the 23-24. So therefore, you will see the recovery in 23-24, significant recovery, if I can say so.
Okay, okay. And one last question, if I squeeze in, just wanted to know your thoughts on the newer chemistry or newer projects which we are looking at. How the progress has been there, and what kind of contribution we should be expecting in coming years.
I'm sorry, Rohit, can you repeat yourself?
So, in terms of newer chemistry or newer projects which we are, any new project which we are looking at to flourish in the coming years, in terms of adding new chemistry or new products, or different product range, maybe just to know the growth. Where we should be seeing the growth coming from in the next 1 year or 2 years, apart from this soda ash thing.
See, Rohit, we are looking at multiple opportunity in the growth initiative. One, as you know, that we have said about the greenfield project, but of course, as you know, that this may take 2-3 years of time from now onwards. Of course, sodium bicarbonate is another expansion which is happening, and probably the third opportunity which we are evaluating, various opportunity of maybe merger and acquisition or those kind of thing also we are looking at. So probably you will see some kind of this kind of a feedback once we have something which is concrete which we can speak on.
Okay.
Surely the management is very focused on the growth of the business. We are continuously working on the growth objective of our organization.
Oh, Okay. And that's it for my side. So making you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ritesh Gandhi from Discovery Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, and congratulations on the numbers. Just a couple of questions. Sir, you know, and you indicated some amount of softening in prices of soda ash. Could you give an indication as to, I mean, how much have they already softened compared to the average of the Q2 levels?
No, till now there is no such kind of a softening has happened. But we always believe that we give our feeling of next few months. So probably till now, like I said, till October, that kind of a softening has not happened in the domestic pricing, but it may happen some going forward. So therefore, we have indicated.
Got it. So as of now, we are not seeing any softening, but we expect it to happen.
Yeah. Because of, like I said, China, the way we look at the China, and I'm again want to repeat it, China is more of a spot market. There, this kind of a, and maybe after 20 days or after 15 days or maybe after 1 month, the scenario may change in China. But at this point of the time, because of the real estate downward trend, there could be some kind of a more volume getting into the Indian or this part of the world. Probably that can put some pressure on the pricing. It's not going to be very significant, but some trip can happen.
Got it. So if we expect it would be what, maybe like, I mean, 1 to 2% decrease, or it could be higher also?
No, like I said, na, at this point of time, we are visualizing some softening. Okay. But it can reverse in after 1 month also. It's very difficult at this point, because if it would have been any other market other than China, I would have been able to predict it. But China is a very uncertain market. I remember that a few months back, the prices has all of a sudden has gone up almost around 150%. And all of a sudden, some drop has happened. So this is a very spot market where, depending upon the inventory, depending upon, they try to sell some volume.
Got it. Understood, sir. And on your spinning side, you know, we've got some extra, the spindles also expected to come on stream by Q3. So then if we add those spindles, would we then expect some amount of normalcy? Are the spreads, are they, I mean, historically low, and do we expect them to normalize in how long?
See, two things I would like to just here highlight. This 40,000 spindles, the product which we are visualizing will have a, means our product basket expansion will be very wide range. That will give you a much bigger platform in the customers, and the customers which are at this point of the time not in our basket, premium customer, will be able to cater to their demand. However, at this point of the time, as you know probably, that all the textile mills, and particularly if I talk about the of the spinning mill, the mini spin mills are kind of running at a very, very low capacity, or they are not working on. We are still much better than the competition. But the challenge of margin for next, at least for this quarter, third quarter, is definitely going to be there. Because now the cotton prices are softening. But on the other side, even the demand of the yarn prices are also on the lower side. So the spread has reduced. So probably third quarter will definitely be not better than the quarter which we have just gone, second quarter. Maybe fourth quarter could be better than this quarter, depending upon how the recovery happens in the consuming industry, particularly home textile, and also into the garment.
Got it. So, and the last question is, in terms of, you had indicated a, you know, December date for the demerger or the NCLT approval at least. Do we have a date? Or the NCLT date, or this is expected, or you know, and any reason it is taking so long, which is held back in court? Or
see, the date is 20th of December 2022, okay. And this is primarily because of the report from ROC
and RD
has not yet been received by the court. Hopefully, we are pursuing personally now, and hopefully by the 20th December this should happen. And this is what, and you know that NCLT at this point was flooded with a lot of cases. and it is becoming an invariably kind of a thing where the things are getting dragged into the end. But still we are trying, but 20th December at least it should happen.
But the indication is that it's likely to happen by December end?
Yeah, that is what our target is.
Understood. All right, sir. Thank you and all the best. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Prerna Junjunwala from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand the textile segment performance. What was the mix of cotton yarn versus blended yarn in this quarter versus last quarter?
See, that mix is always, Prerna, is going to be the same because out of our total spindleage, almost around 40% of the spindleage are on the synthetic and balance 60% is on the cotton side. So the mix is always going to be the same because we are producing 100%. Only what has happened is that the prices of yarn has gone down and your cotton prices was in the last quarter, if I can say so, was on the peak. So some coverage of the cotton has happened in that period also. So because of that, this what you are seeing at this point of the time, the percentage will not change quarter by quarter.
And the utilization levels, how you're seeing in current scenario? Because your commentary suggested that there will be pain there in this quarter.
No, pain is in terms of the margin pain, no? Not in terms of the utilization. Of course, there could be a few percentage of utilization could be here and there, but we are running the plant at the peak of 99%.
Okay. Okay. And so what is driving this utilization? Which segments? Largely apparel or home textile is seeing some traction or which segments are seeing?
No, Prerna, in terms of if you are talking about the production, all the machines are running at the peak. Okay, when you are talking about the sales side, the drop in the sales is all the segments. Of course, more is in the home textile. Home textile situations are a little more bad than the garment. But still, I would say the garment is also not doing great.
And so weaving versus knitting?
Knitting is also bad. But I would say weaving is slightly better as compared to knitting.
Okay. So how much inventory would you be carrying from the previous season in this quarter, Q3?
Finished goods inventory, if I would... Finished goods inventory, Prerna, probably will... Sorry, raw material?
Yeah.
Raw material, Prerna, generally we cover the cotton for the season to season. I would say at the end of September, probably we will, because it was the end of the season, almost the end of the season, you will not find much of the inventory into the raw material, barring some imported cotton. But now this inventory built up will happen in next few months. By March, probably we will cover up to August, September or October, depending upon how the pricing pan out to be in the cotton. But this is what the practice is.
And sir, what is the spread? How is the spread currently as compared to Q2?
That's what the Prerna said. Right now you're talking about the current month, almost at the same level, but the spread was there in the Q2.
Okay. Okay, understood. Understood, sir. So this is helpful. I'll come back to the question queue. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Anika Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Sir, my question is, are we seeing any upcoming demand traction from Europe due to energy crisis going on there? As the largest player in Europe, Solvay of soda ash is curtailing its production now. So are we seeing any demand from there?
Demand from Europe to India?
Yes, sir.
See, honestly, in the month of October, we had attended a conference of World Soda Ash Conference. And there, the sense which we got is, yes, Europe is facing a challenge of the energy cost, and because of their cost of production has gone up. And however, their demand of the soda ash is also on the lower side. Likely chance of any other part of the world other than US, exporting to that country will be minimal. However, one advantage definitely will happen. They were exporting almost around 1.5 million from Europe to the other part of the world. Probably that will disappear. And that will helpful in a global demand supply situation. That will helpful.
Okay. That's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir, and thank you for this opportunity, sir. Sir, firstly, sir, congratulations for this improved investor presentation. Totally revamped, and that gives us more clarity of what the management understanding about the two business dynamics are. So thank you for this improvement. Sir, firstly, if you could give us the data on how has the volume been for quarter two for soda ash versus Q1 on a sequential basis, what was the change in the volume?
In terms of the percentage, our the production was higher than the first quarter, and higher was as compared to the first quarter. Of course, the sales were slightly on the lower side as compared to the first quarter. Primarily, when the sales was down, primarily, as I said, detergent segment was what the demand was on the lower side. So there is, therefore, some small sale is lower than the first quarter.
So, sir, then what explains this increase in realization for us? If the volume sold was lesser than the June quarter, we had on a sequential basis on 1,091 crore, it was 1,123, and the significant increase in profitability from 353 to 400. What explains then this when the selling quantity was lesser than on Q basis?
No, Saket, if you remember that our last call also said, we have taken some price increase in the first quarter. The benefit of that has also accrued to us in this quarter, number one. And some of the fixed contracts, there also the price negotiation has happened. And therefore, overall realization has improved per ton. That overall realization improvement has helped the higher sales number, higher revenue number, and also the higher profitability.
Correct, sir. Sir, you did spoke about softening of soda ash prices in the likelihood because of the Chinese factor. So, sir, as you have told earlier that the prices there on acts on a spot basis and have moved haphazardly up and down. So, currently, what are the price trends in dollar terms, sir, for specifically the China market, so that we can have an understanding what is the arbitrage currently between their prices and our domestic prices?
See, if it's, Saket, I will not be able to give you the number of China because of one reason, because in China prices are varying from customer to customers and the location to location. So therefore, it's a very, if numbers are on a spot basis and where depending upon the customer, depending upon the seller, they decide the price. So there is no fixed price kind of a scenario in the Chinese market. But like you rightly said, if prices softening does happen, probably some correction in our pricing will happen. But like I indicated, that will not be significant. I'm repeating it.
Only to get to it, sir, again, what kind of volume, sir, are you expecting from China to flow to in Indian market and also to markets in the vicinity because of the sudden reduction in freight cost?
See, I don't see a very major jump into the volume, but yes, some volume increase will happen. How much that number will be very difficult to kind of predict. But some increase in the volume will happen. And therefore, we as a producer, we have to take a cognizance of that. And as an investor, you should know that.
Right, sir. So this 15,000 reduction in production number for this quarter will be a temporary loss. We would be making up for the same in the coming quarter. Is it a permanent loss in terms of the volume?
Saket, I can only tell you we will be producing full to our capacity.
Right. And what kind of additional cost we will be incurring because of the ramping up exercise that happens post the plants shutdown? And have we taken the exercise completely, and are we running that will happen in the next month?
No, that has already happened, and the plant has come back to the normal.
Okay. And what should be the additional cost, sir, incurred because of this plant shutdown?
Very difficult at this point of time. The numbers of October has not yet been finalized. So very difficult to give you the number. But historically, whatever the number has happened, that number will happen.
Very two small points, sir. Firstly, sir, so just to conclude what you spoke earlier, that these the margins which we have posted Q1Q, the quarter two margins are slightly looking toppish going ahead because of the likelihood of changing factors, especially from China entering this soda ash phase going ahead. So for us to maintain these margins, especially on the inorganic chemical, would be a challenge going ahead. So this understanding is correct as of now?
See, I'm not saying that it's going to be a big challenge, but yes, like I said, this kind of a blip, not today, this kind of a blip may happen in the longer term process. Some maybe one quarter could be slightly lower, and then it may be recovered very, very aggressively next quarter. So that kind of a blip, Saket, we have to always be prepared for that. Of course, our efforts on the highest production, you have seen the production. In this quarter, the production is much ahead of more than around 10% as compared to the same quarter last year. So our effort is more towards that. How can we optimize our production? How can we optimize on our cost? That's efforts are there. But marketing or the pricing, some blip here and there can happen. But I'm repeating it, like I've said, if you look at slightly medium term to longer term, the things are very bullish.
Correct. On utilization levels, sir, I missed your point, sir. What are our utilization levels for the H1, sir?
No, I said, Saket, that as compared to the same quarter last year, this quarter, our production is higher by 9%. And whereas the first quarter of last year was also no, I mean, there was no shutdown, there was no, it was only efficiency improvement and the hard work by the team. And that's what we have been able to increase the production. And this is a very significant number. You can assume that number, 10%, 9% is a big number. And that is also one of the reasons of this higher profitability in this quarter.
Right, sir. Sir, and this inventory change of 60 crore, can you bifurcate the same? How much is attributable towards the yarn business and towards the soda ash?
At this point of time, I don't have a number. Offline, we can give you the number, but broadly, this will be primarily on the soda ash side and very little on the spinning side because in spinning, as I said, probably the inventory will be slightly same level because the cotton inventory has been lower than the last quarter. And so therefore, major inventory increase or major working capital inventory increase will be in the soda ash side. And that happens primarily because of the raw material. Because any consignment of coal, as you know, that the coal prices has gone up. So any new arrival of a coal will increase the inventory on a particular date.
But the raw material basket, you did not touch upon. How is that shaping up? And what I think some steps were there in the annual for some procurement, long-term contracts for salt also, and also we trying with Russian coal. So how is the raw material basket currently shaping up, and what's the thought process going ahead? How would that contribute whether we will have incremental margins because of reduction, or how is that basket shaping up?
See, as per our strategy, we always continue to work on the long-term security of the raw material, right? And try to keep an inventory of a slightly longer terms so that the volatility is less impacted to us. So that we continue to do, right? Now, in terms of currently, the raw material prices are firm only. Of course, some softening has happened in the coal pricing. And like you rightly said, we are also doing some mix-up of the Russian coal also. And probably that will help us to kind of neutralize the increase which has happened in the other raw material or in the coal which we are buying from Indonesia. So probably going forward, at least in the third quarter, probably you will see raw material prices in the range bound only. And just to give you a specific statistic, just how my team has worked out, just I was telling you, and I was right on that, the soda ash is primarily has gone up by around 550, and textile is down by 180 or 200. So, like I said, now, the major significant increase is primarily because of soda ash only, and textile is down.
Sir, I didn't get this 550 and 180 number. Can you explain once again?
No, see, basically what we are saying is, don't go on the number. The increase in the inventory is only because of soda ash. Let's take that way.
Okay, and this is the finished soda ash or the coal and other inventory into it? Yes, sorry sir, please.
Main increase is in the raw material, but yes, some increase in the inventory. Like I just said, some soda ash sale is lower, and obviously that has increased the soda ash inventory as well.
Okay, so that shows the preparation we have.
Sorry,
I didn't get you, sir. You complete, sir.
What I'm saying is that still our soda ash inventory is maybe in a few days of inventory.
Okay, sir. And sir, last point is on this merger and acquisition part. Sir, you did spoke that we are in the anvil or looking into merger and acquisition. So if you could give us some more color on what kind of size, segment, or any other thing, what are we trying to convey to your investors in terms of merger and acquisition, the terminologies used by you, sir?
No, Saket, we are only giving the, that what is the effort which we are doing it. Beyond that, unless there is some specific thing in our hand, I don't want to kind of speak on that.
Correct, sir. I'll come in the queue, sir. I can continue, sir, for two more questions. Firstly, on the sodium bicarbonate expansion part, sir, and I think on the greenfield project also, sir. But, sir, if you could throw some more light and on where are we? I think some hearing was due for environment clearance. So, do we see this project coming up sometime in 2024 for the or calendar year, or it will be commissioned sometime in 2025? So that would give us some color how are we going to use the cash going ahead just for this greenfield project, sir.
Saket, two things on the. I have already said in my opening remarks that public hearing, which was one of the most critical thing for the greenfield project, has been successfully completed. So that's the one step closer to starting the greenfield project. Second, sodium bicarbonate is already. I have already said that it is as per schedule, and by end of this quarter, the project should get completed, and the benefit of that should start in the next quarter.
Okay. And for soda ash, there is no further debottlenecking at the site, at our current site.
We will always try to do that, but at this point of the time, we are not. Seeing any such kind of business.
Correct, sir. I'll come in the queue, sir. Thank you for all the explanations, sir. And I'll come in the queue, sir. I have one or two more points, but definitely people waiting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. Also, to ensure the management is able to answer all queries, kindly restrict your questions to two at a time. We have our next question from the line of Aman Madrecha from Augmenta Research Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, all the questions have been answered. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Giriraj Daga from KM Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Hello, team. I have a question related to the greenfield expansion. So, we are saying we are one step closer to the starting the project. So, what is the timeline will you mention that, okay, what time frame you can expect the complete EC clearance, and then how much time will it take to build the project?
See, our expectation at this point of the time, by March 23, the complete environmental clearances should happen. Of course, we'll try for early, but generally this kind of a time is being taken. So that's one. And after that, probably 2 years. So probably by March 25, probably we should see the plant is being set up. That means it's being completed. That is the target we have.
Okay. And are we, like earlier we had mentioned at some point of time, the size is 5 lakh ton and the cost will be about 3,000 crore. Post that, obviously the world has gone through a sea change and the inflation has picked up. So what would should be the revised number on this?
See, at this point of time, we are working on that number because a lot of technological changes also we are looking at in the project, keeping the environment angle into it. Because as you know that, and I have said in my opening remark also, the world is moving towards the greener initiative and therefore the soda ash expansion is happening more on the natural side. So we are also looking at how do we do the technological change to make it more environment friendly. So these numbers are getting calculated and hopefully by next quarter we'll be able to be having a better number in our hand.
Okay. What is the internal IRR estimate like we are working with?
Roughly around, we have done the
17%.
And at the prices of, like obviously current prices are a bit higher. So
we are not looking at that prices. Obviously we are not looking at that prices. We are looking at slightly longer term. How do we see the business, how it has happened in last 30 years, how the margin has been there. So we are taking a kind of a reasonable number on that.
Last question from my side. So there was some local media reported that local people are protesting against this project because they believe it might harm the environment and marine life. So your comments there?
Yeah, I think we are already made in the public hearing, we have made to the people to understand that this kind of a business is running in across globe. Even in the India, like our plant itself is running for 35 years and there everything is perfectly okay. Similarly, our competitors are also running the plant in various area of Gujarat and there is no such impact on the environment. As you know that everywhere some kind of a concern or some kind of a group which always want to have a different thing. And therefore, I'm sure that nothing to worry on that. Even they have gone to the court, and the court has given them a kind of a bad remarks, if I use the right word, and given a cost to them that they are trying to. So I'm sure that you got the message what I'm trying to give.
Understood. Sure. Thanks from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is related to your comment related to possible or you are open to looking at inorganic acquisitions. So just to get a sense around that, what are the kind of attributes you will look at when you look at or when you will be looking at inorganic opportunities and also the size of those opportunities? Will it because the cash generation which you will be doing now, given the balance sheet is almost like closer to zero debt, how should one look at this opportunity, especially on the inorganic side which you mentioned?
There's a couple of things I just want to kind of highlight. This is my thought at this point of a time. Probably we have to go to the board when the right opportunity comes. And some of the thought which we have is, one and which is very important, it is, should be in a chemical space where we have a kind of a synergy. That's number one. Of course, product basket expansion we are looking at. Second, again, very important, where the capital turnover ratio is slightly better than what we are at this point of a time. That's the second thing. Third is where the growth opportunity, sustainable growth opportunity is there. That is going to be the third opportunity. Of course, we will also look at in that, how can we, the chemistry as a whole, how can we leverage that business in expanding our chemical chemistry. So probably from one level, suppose they are in a particular commodity, can that raw material or can that technology can be expanded, or that raw material can be used for expanding the value creation from that product. So these are a couple of things. In terms of the size, probably 1000 CR kind of a number. But if you get the right opportunity, and one more thing, I think I missed that point, there the management is also going to be very important for us to what kind of a management, how that business is being run by the professionals. That those also will be important. But of course, as you know, that all the wish may not be fulfilled. But if combination of everything, if you find an opportunity where the growth opportunity is there, where we can see that the chemistry value creation can happen, probably we will be looking at 1,000 to kind of a basket of the product which can add to our growth journey.
Okay, understood. And so the second question is on energy cost for you. This quarter, we could see 236 crore power and fuel. And obviously, there will be some coming from textile business as well. But you mentioned that this number will be stable in 3Q as well. Is that a right understanding?
See, honestly, this number could be slightly here and there because of the inventory adjustment. Sometimes inventory of the old value, which can be kind of a, which can change in the next quarter. So that kind of a number will be there. But if I look at on a like-to-like basis, I would say that the pricing of the raw material is slightly softened in this quarter. So barring the inventory adjustment, the price or the cost of the product, things will be slightly cheaper in this quarter, or for Q3.
Okay, Q3, price of the final product, manufactured product will be slightly cheaper than 2Q.
Subject to only the inventory adjustment. If some inventories are there which is in high value or low value, that adjustment could be there.
Okay, okay. And hence, this comment related to softening of prices, like one is obviously realization may come down, but on the other side, cost is also coming down. So, is this how one should read it, or is there a kind of overall margins which we have been doing over the last few quarters that itself you see coming to normalized levels? How should one think about it?
So I don't know, Resham, what normalization level you are talking about. Normalization level is a different number. But if you look at that compared to the second quarter, which you have seen, like quarter one, the margin in the second quarter was higher.
Correct.
So probably the margin in the third quarter could be slightly lower than the quarter two. But if you say normalization, still margin will be much better than what has been a normal margin.
Okay.
But this scenario, Resham, I want to make it very clear. This scenario is today we are reading this scenario. After 15 days, scenario can be changed because of the Chinese situation. Maybe if China scenario changes, this number could be better than the second quarter also. It all depends on how the things happens in China.
Understood, sir. So the last part of my question is the new capacity which is coming up of Tata Chemical. Is also going to will be there in second half. So the demand supply situation, when you calculate at your own in terms of the overall Indian supply demand, that also should not have that will get absorbed, is what you are saying.
100% Resham, because you see, I let me give you the number. If I look at in the short term, the demand growth in India this year should not be less than 6 to 7%.
Okay.
6 months number, which is a broad number which I know, probably the demand growth in this 6 months is around 6%.
Okay.
For that, 5 to 1.5 lakh tons of extra requirement.
Got it, sir.
And secondly, like, still there is a 500,000 ton or 600,000 to 700,000. Of the imports coming into India. So you have enough opportunity for a new player to come in. There is a new capacity coming. into the business to make it a more domestic-based supply line.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you, Rishabh.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. So first question is, you just talked about the imports. So in the last quarter, how the imports and exports have panned out from India and even for our company? Thank you.
The overall import, if you look at from a normal level, the import in this quarter has also been lower than the normal level. But if you compare as compared to the last quarter of Q1, it is higher. And this kind of a change will always happen. And this change is what I've just said, the number is slightly on the higher side, is primarily the metal coming in from China.
Right.
Other than China, the entire world is very, very firm. And this is a unique situation. Entire world is tight except China.
Right, so got it. So second question is, you talked about the World Soda Ash Conference. So from environmental perspective or carbon dioxide emissions perspective, were there any thoughts which were, you know, spoken about and which could be probably beneficial from soda ash pricing perspective on a prospective or future basis? Thank you.
No, like you rightly said, Rohit, there was a lot of talk on the environmental or the carbon footprint, and the entire world is focused on how to minimize the carbon footprint. So a lot of thought has come in, and there also we also noted some of the thoughts. That's why I said in the new Greenfield project which we are talking about, we are trying to capture those thoughts into our new Greenfield project. And our initiative, even in the existing plant also, as you know, there are a lot of initiatives we are doing on, even on the some of the initiatives on how to reduce the carbon footprint into the domestic, into the existing plant as well. Because this is going to be very important in the going forward. And we are consciously working on that.
Right, sir. Got it. Sir, just one last question. What was the quarter-ending debt on soda ash and textiles separately? Just the numbers. Thank you.
I'll just give you the numbers. Total figure was 400 for soda ash and 90 was for textiles. And like I said, we had a cash on the balance sheet. If I reduce that number, the net debt will be only 230 crores.
Right, sir. Got it. Thanks a lot and best of luck, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, kindly restrict your questions to two at a time. We have our next question from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir. Good set of numbers. I want to ask about this one conference. GHCL had participated in a conference arranged by Arihant Capital after the Q4 numbers were declared. There are two points were mentioned. I just wanted to know what is the progress on that part. One was there was some capex on salt project of around 100 crore, I guess, to help in improvement of raw material or something. Can you explain, help me understanding what it was exactly and what is the progress on that front?
Vignesh, there is a very good question on this from your side. That project is progressing very well and that will definitely add a big bottom line to us. We are looking at expanding or we say productivity increase in the same portion of land and expanding the soda ash, salt production from the same almost more than 100%. That is what our dream is. That may take 2-3 years of time, but that will have a big bottom line impact on our into our business. And that is progressing very well. Hopefully, some results of that will be seen in the 23-24 also.
Okay, so it is expected to take effect from probably quarter one of next year also, right?
Yes, basically what happens, you know that the salt production starts somewhere in the March, February, March. So probably, and so therefore some impact in the February, March can happen, but the major impact will happen next next year, quarter one of next year. And probably the full impact will take 2-3 years of time. But it's a very big, very profitable, or I would say big initiative, and that will add a big significant amount to our bottom line.
Okay. Sir, another point you had made actually in the same conference, one was where you were looking to a downstream part for a chlorine-based derivative which was supposed to be an import substitute, and another product which was not related to your current chemistry. Can you comment on it, whether it's still in the drawing board or has it progressed, or you have not decided to go ahead with anything else?
So, Vignesh, that project is still on the our thought process, and that will link with the, because this is linked with the caustic and chlorine put together, right?
Right.
Caustic, okay. And on the other side, chlorine and chlorine derivative from there. That project is very much on the on this thing, and probably this project also we will be setting up the same greenfield project where we are putting the soda ash plant. But this may take some period of time. Probably that could see a kind of a implementation or this thing, but that thought is still there on the line.
Okay. To understand this, there is 60,000 metric tons added on sodium bicarb, right? So can you just give me what would be a ballpark figure would do on what would be the best case scenario of, you know, revenue realization from this capacity?
See, sodium bicarbonate revenue realization of per ton is almost at the same price as the soda ash. Okay. So whatever the extra volume is there, that probably you can simply do the calculation. Of course, it all depends on how that capacity gets absorbed, how much time it, that takes to absorb that volume into the market.
Oh, okay. I get it. That's the last question from my
end. I request you to come back in the queue.
Okay.
Thank you. Kindly restrict your questions to two at a time. We have our next question from the line of Mohan Khanna from Banyan Capital Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Right. Thank you so much, sir, for taking my question. I have a question regarding the financing of the greenfield project. Now it is coming closer. We are coming closer to that part. What is the thought process on financing that 3,000 crores of capex? And then what could be the size range of the acquisition that you might likely to do? What is the thought process on that?
The size of acquisition I have already mentioned as in the earlier question. It could be in the range of around 1,000 crores. In terms of your question on the how are we going to finance, as I have mentioned that we are on a cash surplus situation, is likely to be by year end. And probably we will have some, at least we have a 2 years or 3 years of time frame to fully implement the capex of greenfield project. By the time we will have enough cash generation out of our current operation, and probably that will help. And still, some debt will be required, which we have done the working, which will be absolutely much below than 1:1 debt equity ratio. Maybe it will not touch even 1:1.5. I mean, it will not be more than 1:5:1. So that kind of, in terms of the financing, we don't see any reason or any concern of leveraging the balance sheet. It will be balance sheet will always be deleveraged.
Fair enough. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on the good results. So if you're looking at your greenfield capex in terms of your own internal evaluation, can you share your thoughts on what is the kind of ROC you expect from this, and what is the kind of underlying EBITDA margin per ton in dollars per ton you're assuming for soda ash?
See, Ramesh, at this point, I've already given the indication of IRR on that project, or the greenfield project. But let me tell you one more thing, which is very important to kind of for soda ash business. This project has to be seen in slightly longer terms, because here the capital turnover ratio, as you know, that capital turnover ratio is unfavorable on the soda ash. But these projects are meant for maybe more than 100 years, and therefore, in terms of economics, IRR is a very good indicative number of 17%, which is again a very good number. But in addition to that also, it is also important to see that how the company wants to go forward and this kind of investment, how important this this kind of investment for the growth of the business. And the last point from this, this greenfield project is going to bring a continuous growth into the soda ash business by GSCL, because we have a capability of building 2 million tons of the capacity here. In addition to, if we want to have a other basket, like I just said, caustic, chlorine and things like that. So at this time, point of time, we are only talking about 500,000 ton. After that, the brownfield benefit, like you have seen in the brownfield expansion, benefit into the current location, which has given a huge advantage to us in terms of the return ratio. So that will also happen in this business, in this new greenfield project.
So for your IRR estimate, is it possible to share what is the underlying EBITDA per ton assumption, because that's possibly going to drive your cash flows. So I just want to get a sense in terms of where you see the long-term EBITDA per ton settling for the soda ash industry.
At this point of time, difficult to share that number.
Okay. So in terms of the current pricing for soda ash, what is the kind of pricing you are getting now and where do you see the prices moving going forward?
See, right now the pricing, again, prices, it's difficult to share that pricing per ton. But I can just, like, just now I, what I said, that the pricing softening, some short-term price softening can happen. But in the longer term, we are not seeing any drop in the pricing. Rather, prices can be slightly better from here, because the kind of a capex, the kind of a growth we are seeing in the business, where the new capacities are not coming in, like just now I said in my opening remarks, next 2 years, 2-3 years, we are not seeing any new capacity coming, where the demand will continue to grow. So therefore, definitely the demand supply situation will be slightly in favor of the supply, and that will push the pricing.
If I can squeeze in one last thought.
Ramesh, I request you to come back in the queue.
Okay, thank you.
We have our next question from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So one question on the overall capex side, capex number for FY23 and 24. And secondly, on the margin side for the inorganic chemical, as we have scaled our margin profile significantly in last 2 years in this segment, with the sodium bicarb being added and having a higher margin as compared to this soda ash, and we are talking about the higher cost scenario. So taking into all these account, just wanted to understand what kind of margin we could easily be comfortable with.
See, Rohit, like I said, small blip, maybe Q3 or Q4, barring that, in the long run, this kind of a margin should be sustainable.
Okay.
Now, in terms of a specific number, I don't have a specific number at this point of a time, and it will be kind of a difficult to, at this point of time, to speak that specific number.
Okay, okay. And sir, on the capex number for 23 and 24?
So Rohit, one more thing I would just like to add here, which you can see in our presentation, which we have shared. We have given the soda ash dynamics. Look at that number, probably that will give you a sense of, if you look at it in slightly longer terms, how does the margin has been moving in the last, I would say, 11, 12 years. Okay, very consistent margin, barring the 21, 22, which was a COVID impact. You'll see the very, very consistent margins in the range of around 34-35% kind of a margin. So at this point of time, margin of is not a very significantly different than the margin, maybe a few percent, 4-5% here and there. But otherwise, you won't see any, though you people are seeing that these margins are very high, but no, this kind of business is required that kind of a margin.
Got it.
Please, I would request you, please see our presentation. The slide number which I have, slide number which I have said is 14 to 18. See that where you will get a good sense of how does the margin, slightly longer terms or medium terms, you could visualize.
Okay, sir. Okay. And sir, on the capex number for 23 and 24?
See, CapEx number broadly in the year 23 will be roughly around 360 crores will be the total number. Okay. Roughly 360 to 370 crores. And out of that, primarily it will be more on textile side and some will be in the soda ash side. Out of that, almost 50% we have already spent and 50% is likely to be spent in next 6 months. 23-24, probably the figure could be in the range of around 800 to 1000 crores. Out of that, probably 500 to 700 crores will be in the new greenfield project.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Like I have always been saying, which is important for us, as a management, our focus will always be to create or to do the best performance, and our endeavor will continue to do that. Either it's the cost of efficiency improvement or it's the cost of a growth of the business or looking at a new opportunity of a growth, we'll continue to do that. And of course, the support or the question which you are asking us on this investors call definitely helps us to bring a new perspective to our in our thought process. And we always take these feedbacks and try to work on those feedbacks to create a better value for our shareholders. So creating a higher value for our stakeholders is the only objective which we are as a management we are working in GSCL.
Thank you. On behalf of MK Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.